You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report right now, Colorado got its first snow of the season.
Yeah.
Pikes Peak, Long's Peak, Loveland Pass, and Rocky Mountain National Park all reported snow early yesterday. In fact, they closed Trail Ridge Road temporarily. It's back open again, but they closed it a little bit because of the ice and snow on the road.
Oh, good.
Here it comes.
Here we come. Yeah, I went outside yesterday, and some of my leaves are falling off my bushes and trees. And
yeah.
Like, God darn it.
Time to be shoveling before you know
sucks
it.
Sucks so much.
Get a load of this. The new mayor has what's known as like a transition committee. They're the committee of people that make recommendations to the new mayor. Denver's new mayor, Mike Johnston, is now weighing this recommendation. And with it, the city would ban right turns on red in certain areas.
Hells no. No.
The practice of turning right on a red light goes back during the big oil crisis of the 1970s. They wanted to try to save fuel, so they said, well, we'll just allow you to turn right on red. Before that, you couldn't. Anyway, the committee says that research has shown, Jeremy,
of course,
that it doesn't save as much gas as we thought, and it's dangerous for people outside of cars. In other words, people are looking to their left when they're going to turn right.
I see that.
Okay. And they're not looking to their right when pedestrians or bicyclists might be coming from the right. But I don't know, man. I don't.
Let's just eliminate pedestrians and cyclists. Yes. No. Yes.
I'm not saying a word.
Please.
I'm not saying a word.
Well, I don't.
I think it's incumbent upon people at an intersection who are pedestrians. If you see a car in the right turn lane, just be aware.
Eyes up.
Just
off
don't
your phone.
Do 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 do.
But yeah. It's yeah. Here, talk to that wall over there real quick.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly right. Hey, the Rockies blew another lead in the ninth inning last night. They had a one-run lead and gave up two runs. They lost in the ninth to the Cubs. So both Josh and I completely underestimated how many games they would blow. He picked 17. So I said 20. And I think my list is at home, but I think this is number 24 or whatever. In the
oof. Ouch.
Get a load of that. And get a load of this. The sports betting company. You know, there's these big sports betting companies you see advertising during all the games. One of them is called DraftKings. Well, they had to apologize yesterday after they used the September 11th terror attacks anniversary to try to entice people to make bets on baseball and football games. They offered what they called the Never Forget promotion.
No.
And you could bet on three New York-based teams to win their games.
How does that get through multiple levels of, like, marketing?
Can you be any more tacky?
That's horrible.
There was an outcry, naturally, on social media, and the DraftKings then took down the promotion and quickly apologized.
Who approves that and said, yeah, this is a good idea, let's put it up?
Speaking of ideas, get a load of this. I'm going to stop short of calling this a movement because right now it's just an article. But they're making a case for bringing back smoking sections in some places, like some bars and restaurants.
Do you remember that? I remember that as a kid wandering in and they're like, smoking or non-smoking? My mom would be like, none, no, no smoke. Like there's some sort of invisible force field in the restaurant keeping the smoke contained to one side.
Right. And I know that there are people of younger generations who are saying, oh, that's bull. They never did that. But
then
I remember smoking sections on airplanes. I remember that on airplanes, people were firing up and smoking.
You could walk in and go see your doctor for your physical, and he'd be smoking a
absolutely
cigarette.
Absolutely right. So anyway, one of the things, the only reason I bring it up is because the article is kind of funny. They're saying that coffee shops probably don't need to have smoking sections, but the way they wrote it was, quote, it would be a lot cooler if they did.
There's kind of a cool factor to it, I guess.
Totally.
You're sipping your cappuccino.
I mean,
one leg crossed.
You know, my friends in my little group of friends called the Pub Club, there are a couple that, I think one still smokes, but there were at least a couple. And I cannot deny, when they would go outside, when we would go to a bar or something like that, and they went outside to smoke, I would go out with them. Just because they were cool, and I liked hanging out with them.
And there is the smell of a cigarette. Like I've never smoked. I don't smoke. But it's
kids,
just
don't smoke, and don't be around people who do, because secondhand smoke will kill you there.
But man, it smells good sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, my dad used
to. It's like huffing gasoline.
Let me tell you a funny thing about that. My dad used to smoke in the car, And sitting in the back seat, the memory that I have is the smell of the butane from his lighter.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It had a certain smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the very first whiff of his cigarette with that butane was kind of intoxicating.
Memories.
And I know we're going to get hate email now and text messages. We're not encouraging people. We're just having memories
here. It's the most powerful thing attached to your memories is smell. So that's
correct.
Absolutely.
So anyway, is this going to happen? No,
no,
they will never come
not.
Back. But at least it's a funny article.
Your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy.
All right, let's talk about something that's coming out today. I guess Apple is unveiling its new iPhone 15 today, and I have heard zero buzz about this. Nothing.
I haven't either.
I didn't even know. So anyway, I guess this phone's going to be packed with a bunch of improvements. They're switching to the USB-C cable instead of the lightning cable at the end. Anyway, it's going to be like faster, better screens.
Well, what that
camera.
Means is you got to go get new charging cords again.
All new charging cords, everything, because it's going to be USB-C now. Different colors, which 90% of us throw a case on. You don't even see the back cover. Anyway, they're going to be all made in India now, I guess, is the big thing with this one, too. They're the Made in India iPhone is what they're calling it, so that's kind of a big deal. Then there's a bunch of stats coming out about how many people go into debt when they get the newest tech that comes out. They prioritize getting a new phone over obligations like bills and rent and food, and generally speaking, it's about $1,500 worth of debt that people take on when these new phones come out.
My God.
I know. But it, like, for me, I'm like, I just got a new one like a month and a half ago, and now they're releasing the 15. It always happens that way. Like, I was like, I just upgraded. I should have waited a couple more months, but
I'm trying to think of what I have. I think I have the 13.
Do you? Yeah, mine's the... I've complained about this. It's the 14 Pro Max.
Too big.
You could kill a man with this phone.
It's too big.
You threw it at his face. It's massive.
How do you keep it in your pocket?
It sags my back. Because I keep it in the back pocket, it sags my pants down.
Well, you're not supposed to do that anyway.
Well,
you're not supposed to be keeping wallets or phones in your back pocket.
I have a wallet in one side and phone in the other.
Not good. They say that leads to back problems.
Oh, well. Oh, well. What am I supposed to do? This thing's massive. Because I need a hip pack.
Well, you're always concerned about size on things. I mean, that's why you get a giant truck, you get a giant phone.
No, you know what my main reason for getting the big one was?
Is why?
To put it on the like elliptical or treadmill when I'm at the gym and it's a bigger screen while I'm exercising.
Just bring an iPad.
No, I'm not going to be that dork who brings an iPad to the gym.
Why?
That's dorky.
Why is that dorky?
Why is
that
dorky? It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible and
the Constitution.
You're
watching a movie, so it's dorkier to watch it on a large screen than on a small screen.
Yeah, it is.
You're cooler if you're watching a small screen.
100%. It's just one of those things that the universe has said, this is so.
God, I am not that concerned with what people think about me. I would take
the damned iPad. And then everybody gets to watch what you're watching, too, because the iPad's in front of you.
So? What are you watching?
Which, have you ever done that? Actually, you can see with this giant-ass phone, too. But I was watching, what was I watching? It doesn't matter. I think, it was Jack Ryan. And I'm watching Jack Ryan on the elliptical, and then there's people behind me. And sure enough, they go into, like, this sex scene. It was like a threesome and everything, and there's women in bikinis and all this. And I'm, like, looking behind me, and everyone's, like, watching what I'm watching on the elliptical. I'm like,
So you might as well
really,
do the...
like PG-13.
You might as well do the iPad then. If people are watching anyway, give them an easier view.
So embarrassing. Speaking of watching stuff in movies, check this out, nerds. A model of a starfighter used in the first Star Wars movie is being auctioned off. It was used in the Death Star explosion scene. They say this little prop, they've been looking for it for decades, I guess.
Who had it?
Where'd this starfighter go? Some model maker that nobody knows. He had it in some of his belongings. It's motorized. It has lights and scorch marks. And anyway, it's going to auction, and they're expecting this little starfighter to go for $400,000.
What?
Little prop. Isn't that crazy what these Star Wars props go for? And they thought it was lost forever. Nerds. So several major MGM-branded hotels in Las Vegas were hit with a cyber attack yesterday. I saw the list of about 10 hotels, including the mothership, the Bellagio, out there. It took down everything. The slot machines, you couldn't get into your rooms because of the key, you know, sensors. No room service, inoperable slot machines, yada, yada, yada. Everything went down. Can you imagine how much money that brand lost yesterday because of this?
Yeah.
Anyway, the FBI had to get involved, and it was kind of funny. Last night, some posts went back up. They were like, hey, the slot machines are back up. Come on back down. The slots are working. Please. Yeah.
You're right. Even an hour would probably be millions of dollars.
Millions and millions of dollars. All right, and check this out. Tonight's the MTV Video Music Awards. They're live tonight, and here's the thing. They're thinking that there's going to be a little mini reunion of NSYNC.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass were all seen in New York yesterday. J.C. Chazet was photographed on a private plane, possibly heading to New York. And then the other guy, Chris, he was at the 9/11 memorial. So they're like, uh-oh.
They're all there.
It's going down tonight, baby. Bye, bye, bye. I kind of want to click this on and watch it. They're also doing a special celebration of hip-hop's 50th anniversary, Dom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you should tune in to watch that.
Okay, I will.
All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
They say it's the first time LL Cool J is going to be performing in 20 years on the VMAs.
Now, I do like LL Cool J.
Kind of a big deal, DT.
I do
kind
like
him. Kind of a big deal. Hey, make your way over to our Facebook page if you're super bored this morning. We have clickbait. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the article, link, pictures, video of a dude in Boston who smashed the world record on Saturday by bouncing 115,000 times on a pogo stick without stopping. Previous record was 88,000, so he killed it, man. He crushed it.
Well, he ain't having children anytime soon, is he?
Same thing. How sore is this guy today? He had his Spanx on. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.